Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the common spice cinnamon. Cinnamon imparts an instantly recognizable flavor to whatever it's cooked or mixed with, and in candy it may be the primary flavor, yet really must be mixed with something if used as a food, even if it's just sugar. For hundreds, maybe thousands of years, cinnamon was highly prized for its unique flavor, as it had to be brought to Europe all the way from Ceylon by camels. I was intrigued to learn that cinnamon was recently studied as a spice and antidote for some of the cancer-causing effects of hamburger cooked over charcoal. This is similar to spices being used in the past to preserve meat, in this case to counter bacteria growth before refrigeration. Another recent effect studied for cinnamon was in balancing blood sugar and diabetes. Chinese herbalists have long used cinnamon to raise vitality and warm and stimulate all the vital functions in the body, to stop diarrhea, improve digestion, relieve stomach pain, also from maldigestion, and aid blood circulation. The herbalist Michael Tierra suggests cinnamon has been used by Chinese herbalists as a warming stimulant, the way Western herbalists have used cayenne pepper. In homeopathy, it has been used especially for bleeding or even hemorrhaging problems, especially of the uterus. Being from the laurel family of plants, cinnamon can be useful for people who feel the need to attach themselves to a noble person or cause. There can be an overly strong attachment to the parents, with the parents pressuring the person to live up to noble expectations. There can be excessive or uncontrolled emotional reactions, easy distraction, and a dependence on others with the confusion as to their own identity. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.